Justin Walters grew up hundreds of miles from Fort Drum in Holland, Michigan. From the time he was a young teenager, Walters got into a lot of trouble with the authorities. A criminal record obtained by the NBC affiliate in Holland lists more than a half dozen convictions, all before the age of 18. Possession of marijuana, property destruction at a local graveyard.
I mean, when he vandalized the cemetery, it was swastikas and such, desecration of graves.
That's Michael Byerly. He lived across the street from that graveyard in Holland, and he remembers Justin Walters as a deeply troubled kid.
He felt maybe like an outcast. He was a very racist kid. He was known to not be too quiet about it.
Byerly has a younger brother the same age as Walters. When those two boys were in ninth grade, things took a much more dangerous turn. The boys got caught with a hit list, what Walters reportedly called a die-or-dead list. According to a Grand Rapids newspaper article published in 1999, Walters admitted to listing people he didn't like and some he wanted to kill, with an emphasis on minorities and people he believed to be gay. This happened months after the Columbine school shooting, and Byerly says Walters was inspired by that mass murder. Police reportedly found evidence at the time that Walters and his friend tried to get their hands on a gun. Their plan was to enter the school cafeteria, start shooting, and then commit suicide. Byerly claims that all of this, the gun, the list, was Justin Walters' idea. He says he wasn't shocked when he heard about the double murder in Jefferson County.
I was not surprised. And the people that I know that went to school with him were not surprised.
We also know from the Grand Rapids newspaper report in 1999 that Walters spent nearly a week in an inpatient mental health clinic, which raises the question, how did he wind up in the Army 8 years later, stationed at Fort Drum? Brian Sutton, a public affairs officer for the Army's recruiting command in Fort Knox, Kentucky, says he's not sure exactly how Justin Walters was evaluated. But short of a murder conviction, Sutton says recruiters will consider people who have criminal records.
When we look at that whole person, is the offense indicative of a success or failure for the future in the Army and that soldier? So everyone has to use good, solid judgment.
But the Army does have a history of relaxing its standards for what kinds of convicted criminals are eligible for enlistment in times when there's a shortage of available troops. Right before Walters signed up in 2006, the number of soldiers granted a so-called moral waiver had shot up roughly 60% over the previous year. The New York Times reported the Army was trying to, quote, expand its diminishing pool of recruits. NCPR couldn't confirm how Walters was able to enlist despite his criminal record, and Army officials wouldn't release information about Walters' recruitment. It's important to point out that based on the information the Army did make available about Justin Walters' career, he was a successful soldier. He received nearly a dozen awards and commendations over his 10 years in the Army, which included two tours of duty in Afghanistan. But multiple sources have suggested that Walters' time in the Army and his frontline service in Afghanistan left him with post-traumatic stress disorder.
PTSD applies differently in different people, but the only symptoms I've ever seen with him is that loud noises freak him out.
That's a soldier who worked with Walters at Fort Drum. We're not using their actual voice. The soldier asked for anonymity because talking with reporters without permission from superiors could cause problems for their Army career. This soldier told NCPR they never felt Walters was unstable.
Him showing violence or things like that? Never. Never. Not even talking about it. Always a smiling face. I'm just shocked.
Multiple sources at Fort Drum said they were distressed by the news that Walters allegedly killed his wife, Nicole, and State Trooper Joel Davis Sunday evening. The soldier said Walters was a family man who seemed deeply committed to his wife and son.
His life revolved around his family. He was a great guy. He was a great guy. And I don't know. This is very tragic that this happened.
But Justin Walters is now behind bars in Watertown, facing first and second degree murder charges. How all these different pieces of his life fit together and what triggered his alleged shooting spree on Sunday, state police who are leading the investigation say they just don't know, at least not yet. For Michigan Radio, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.